three unique personalities all gathered around one table. Gospel Music Squire Parsons, Karen Beck, and Susan Wisnett today.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome back. It's part two with our friends Squire Parsons, Susan Wisnett of the Wisnetts, and Karen Peck of New River. And they're all gathered around the table today to continue conversation we started last time. And lots of great music from the Wisnetts and Susan Wisnett, Karen Peck and New River, plus Squire Parsons, even maybe going back to some of his Kingsman days. Maybe we'll sneak something in there. But Squire is a great songwriter and soloist on his own right. So, hey, we've got lots of good stuff happening here on Daniel Britt and Friends, part two with Karen, Susan, and Squire.
You've been to the doctor and he just shook his head. So many nights.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Karen Peck, Squire Parsons, and Susan Wisnett.
So you're feeling good and doing well?
Yes. You know, the last checkup, the doctor said they didn't see any leukemia in the bloodstream.
Praise the Lord for that.
So I'm very thankful. However, I'm still still on the oral chemo pill, and also everything else is the same, so they did not mention remission, but I'm going to praise the Lord anyway.
Well, we're praising the Lord. Yes, yeah. We're.
And I'm with you too, Squire. I'm praising the Lord for that. This is Susan.
Well, Susan, good to hear you.
Good to hear y'all.
Hey,
good to hear
good.
Y'all. Good to be with you today.
Yes.
Absolutely.
In the middle of the battle, when all that really matters is a place where I can find relief. I even start to wonder if the stress I'm under is turning my joy into grief. I've been beat down, back down, found myself on the ground, thought I wouldn't lose my mind. Then I opened up the Bible and found I could rely on Ephesians chapter 1. God says I'm blessed, I'm chosen, I'm adopted, I'm favored, redeemed, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me want to sing, I'm a child of the King and
just gonna see me through. So I'm never gonna worry, even when he doesn't hurry, 'cause I know what the Lord can do. God says I'm blessed, I'm chosen, I'm adopted, I'm favored, redeemed, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me wanna sing, I'm a child of the King, and now I'm a rebel heaven. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am. God said it, and it's already done. I'm a child of the King, and now I'm a rebel. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am. God said it, and it's already done. When the devil comes in, I remind him again of Ephesians chapter 1. I open up my Bible and know I can rely on Ephesians chapter 1.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Karen Peck, Squire Parsons, and Susan Wisnett.
You have so many people, Karen. I know you are like me and Squire, that so many groups out there that are wanting to be, I guess, what they think we are as far as a full-time ministry. But the Bible is so clear about delighting yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And Karen, it's so funny because I've told you this before. I sang with my mom and dad. My dad pastored in South Carolina, still does, but I would sing with them. We would sing Friday and Saturday nights and then some Sunday afternoons, as long as we could get back to church on Sunday night, you know.
Yeah.
And I went to hear the Rex Nealon Singers when I was, I know I was driving, so I was 16 at least. Went to hear you at Central Baptist Church in York, South Carolina, and I think it was one of your first times with the Nealons. And I remember that night, you know, I was in high school. I had a plan for my life. I was going to go to college, and I did go for 2 years. But when I saw you that night, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I've told you this, I sat and watched you sing in such joy that was all over you. In my heart that night, I think, is where I said, God, if you would let me do this, I will sing for you forever, and I'll give you all the praise, because I know it's not me. But, Karen, I don't know if you ever knew that, but you have such a part of me wanting to do this. And you will just never know, just watching you and knowing that God had put a desire in my heart, and I delighted in Him. But it's just, you had such a major part of that. And in Squire, one of the first songs I sang with Mom and Dad was Beulahland. So I guess you could say you've had a great part, too. But anybody out there that is listening, I'm telling you, you know, if you delight in Him, He's not gonna put you where He can't use you if you'll lean on Him. And He'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
But it is a blessing to be able to be where we are, and what a responsibility it is for the three of us to be able to stand before people.
And you know, and also the Bible says that for the righteous, He will shield the righteous with favor. And just by simply doing what's right and just trying your best to live right before the Lord. And you know, we're going to miss it every day, and we're going to fall short. But it's so good to know that God's grace will pick us back up and help us. And He knows our hearts and He knows our desires. And the thing is, Susan, you've been such a blessing. You're a blessing to me. You're a blessing to my family. We love your music. Y'all bless me. You're anointed. And it's just so wonderful. We always love working with you. We've worked with you for 20 plus years now, and it's just so good to see. You know, it's fun. It's actually fun, and it's a blessing to be able to watch and to see how God uses y'all and uses your songs, and the success that y'all had. And it's just such a blessing. And I can remember Squire when I came with the Nealons. Beulahland was their song. That and We Should Wear a Robe and Crown were the two songs, that were the hits when I came. And so it was just such a blessing to be able to sing Beulahland with the Nealons. And also, Squire, I can remember you coming with the Kingsmen to Gainesville, Georgia, and to the Georgia Mountain Center. And I remember hearing you sing on that stage, and you were singing. Y'all would sing the Old Ship of Zion. And I just remember just sitting back there just crying. Oh, what great memories, y'all. I mean, you know, for people that are listening, we really genuinely love each other. It is
absolutely
a blessing to be able to, and an honor to be able to sing this great music and to have these people as your family. I mean, we're all family. We're peers, but
that's
we're family,
right,
too.
And look how every one of us has had a part of each other's ministry, if you think
absolutely
about it. It all comes full circle. And I'll say this to other groups out there, too. To have friends, you have to show yourself friendly. And I thrive on being with other groups and sitting there listening to them thinking, God, give me something tonight from their ministry. And I'll invest in me, and I want to leave different just from hearing them. And so thank y'all for investing in me and letting me benefit from y'all and knowing you. Because it's made a big difference in my life.
Thank you. Absolutely. You've just been a blessing. Absolutely.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Karen Peck, Squire Parsons, and Susan Wisman. That's Squire Parsons. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends together with Karen Peck and also Susan Wisnett.
You know, I got to say this. One of the, when I think of Karen, now, it's all this wonderful singing, a great, fantastic voice, one of the greatest talents, and Susan, with you also. But now, one of the first things that comes to my mind, Daniel said that there may be some funny things with
you. Oh, no, Squire, no, let's not. We've been spiritual the whole time.
I've got to tell this. Now, it was not anything that you did or anything, but it was one of the meetings. You had just started in your ministry, and out by yourself. Rex was there, and there was all these older fellas, you know, and, of course, we went into that meeting, and I remember this beautiful girl with the high-pitched voice saying, "You all, what are we going to do with these buses?" And Rex Nealon just shaking his head, and just because you had just started into it, and that you were obviously dealing with some difficult situations with buses, but that is one of the funniest things in my mind, because of course that's the albatross that all of us have to wear.
That's the thorn in the flesh.
That's right.
You know what? That first bus that we had at New River was a thorn in the flesh. Let me tell you this. Then you know why Rex shook his head. Probably Elders Fox was there too.
Oh yeah, both of them.
And those two and Maurice Templeton, all three said, "Whatever you do, do not buy a bus."
Yeah.
Well, what do we go out and do? We went out and bought a bus. Thorn in the flesh. And you can't. One thing I realized with buses, you can't live with them, and you can't live without them.
That's true.
We talk about all the blessings that we have and what joys we have, but God has a way of balancing these things out.
There's nothing like
the hardship. And right now, I've been facing so much problems putting so many thousands of dollars in a coach, you know, trying to get it repaired, and I'm just home for one day, and I got a report of about $6,000 worth needed, you know. I was thinking, well, you know, if I didn't have this, it kind of keeps your feet on the ground.
Well, you know what? It's one of these things to where when you travel so much and you put so many miles on a vehicle, the bus is the most durable thing. And you've got to have something that you can depend on. You've got to have, you know, especially when you have people travel with you, and for ourselves, we need a place to sleep.
I was going
to
say, back to that rest thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's key. And you're responsible for so many people, and you're responsible for their well-being as well. So it's, you know, and so the bus is that is basically the best way to travel, but it is the most costly.
It's our office, it's our home, it's a thing that there's, I've tried motorhomes, I've tried vans, mm-hmm. I've tried everything, especially since I've been sick with cancer. I mean, I just have lost my stamina, and if I didn't have a place to rest, I mean, I've tried it when the bus would go down. Yeah. I've tried a van, stayed in motels again, and all like that. And usually I've ended up in the hospital with something because of of that, you know. But so it is a necessary type of thing that can take the miles, and something heavy duty we need. But I just want to ask you, Karen.
Yes.
That same question. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
What? Oh, that's great. Y'all figure that out. Please let me know what we can do with these buses. Ours has been in the shop three times since the first of the year. You know, just maintenance stuff. But it's something, you know, and they have to be kept up. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, 23 years ago when we started New River, we didn't have a clue about buses. My husband, Ricky, had no no idea about buses. And so we have, you know, just the guys on the band on the bus, and mm-hmm. they take turns driving and all those kind of things. And you know, if we heard a noise in the back of the bus, we say, oh, it'll go away. Well, we have found that 20 years later, if you hear a sound in the back of the bus, you better pull that bus over, because it's not going away. It's going to get worse.
Well, let me just say, we're fixing to put a transmission in ours, so we appreciate your prayers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lord.
It's always something. Always something.
Always something. You know, it really is. You know that our second bus that we got, my sister's husband, David, he used to customize buses. And so we had bought an Eagle before they started putting the carpet and everything down in that bus. We started at the first step, and we wrote the fruit of the Spirit all the way from the front of the bus all the way to the back, and we wrote scriptures on the walls. We wrote scriptures on the floor, you know, just pleading the blood of Jesus and, you know, safety and all that. And I'll never forget that, because, I mean, we had so much trouble with that first bus. The second bus, we were praying, Lord, please help us have a good bus. And you know what? It wound up being a good bus. We've had, you know, since then, you know, our buses have been pretty good buses. And we had, in the bus that we have now, we had two bus accidents within a 10-week period. And that was a very devastating time for us 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago now. So it's, you know, it's so important that, you know, that we have something that's durable, because honestly, had we not have had this particular bus that we've got, and of course the correct insurance and things like that, it would have been very devastating in a lot more ways.
Absolutely.
It would have been.
Well, we
just thank God for His protection on all of us.
That's it.
Absolutely.
And the thing of it, you know, with y'all's husbands, I know, realize, you either fix it, you know, the repairs, you're a lot better off if you can do it while you're home. So
a lot of times
people don't realize somebody is with that coach when, you know, we get home. That's whenever everything has to be repaired, because if you have to get it repaired out on the road, it's going to cost twice as much, and it'll take twice as long to get everything back. So,
you're right.
You know, so it's a lot of sacrifice that goes on, that's just part of our life. We have to accept that. But excuse me for saying that, Karen.
That was fun. That's funny. Have I forgotten about that? You reminded me of that. But, yeah, that was, you know, but honestly, those that are listening, a lot of times the people think that, you know, that it's just all fun and it's just a hobby and we get on that big old bus and that, you know, we just ride around and sing. But people, really a lot of people don't have a clue about what it takes to actually get to that bus. It takes us many man hours before we get on that bus to do what we do. I mean, we work offices. We, you know, we have salaries to pay. We've got buses to be sure they're, you know, taken care of. And so there's a lot of work that goes into what we do.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
And, but thank the Lord, both of you still have the joy of the Lord in your heart. I can tell just by the way you're talking. And I want you to know I'm about 10 years, maybe 15 years ahead of you. The joy of the Lord just gets greater and greater.
Oh, that's good.
I tell people I love my job. The older I get, the more I love it.
Oh,
I love my job, but I love my boss.
Oh, yeah.
So to me, kind of, y'all, we've got good retirement plans.
Exactly.
Out of this world, isn't it?
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there. Sing with the saints and angels. I'm gonna be there. How about you? Well, I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags
wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I've got a lot of old friends and loved ones. Some already have gone before. Hand in hand, we'll tour that city.
Then we'll kneel at the feet of our Lord.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Karen Peck, Squire Parsons, and Susan Wisnett. Hey guys, I'm so glad we took time to connect and get together and share some stories and some updates. And, you know, it just seems fitting at this point. Karen, could I put you on the spot and ask you to pray for Squire and pray for the families that are out on the roads and those who are listening who may have wayward children?
Absolutely. Father, we thank you for this precious day. We thank you that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, we thank you for Squire. We thank you for his life and for his legacy that he continues to live on and on in this world that we live in, Lord, that needs you. And God, he has been such a light for us. And the songs that he has written, Lord, we know that he is anointed from you, and we know the anointing breaks the yoke and lifts the burdens, God, and we know that when we hear Squire's songs, Lord, the anointing just flows through those songs, and so many burdens have been lifted through those songs, and God, we pray that you'll continue to touch his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and God, we thank you that you will continue to heal his body, and Father, that the songs will continue to flow as he writes those songs that come straight from heaven. Lord, we just pray that you'll continue to use him and use his ministry. And Father, we thank you again for Squire's life and for what he has meant to us, Lord. And for those that are listening that have wayward children, Father, we just pray that you will continue to touch those kids, Lord. And Father, we pray that you'll just put people around those children that love you and that will be a witness for you, Lord, that they'll be a light. Because we know that a lot of these kids are just walking around in darkness, Lord, that you are the light of the world, Jesus. And we pray that somehow, some way, that the light of you will just shine brightly in their lives, God, that they will want to turn to you, God. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name for these answered prayers, God. And Father, we are in agreement that your will be done in every one of our lives, God, that you'll continue to birth ministries within us, God, that will continue to flow and bring people to Christ. So, Father, again, we thank you for your precious anointing and healing for Squire, and we give you all of the honor and all of the praise and all of the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
I felt the ache of emptiness. This world could not relieve. My heart has lived in poverty that no one else could see. Until I found the sweet, restoring stream that changed my life. He called to me, come and drink, and my need was satisfied. My God will always the longings of my soul. He alone can fill my cup till my spirit overflows from a well. This way of faith could take me to some unexpected place. But in all the twists and turns of life, I'm sure of this one thing, where the road seems so certain, my God will go with me. My God will always be enough for the longings of my soul. He alone can fill my cup till my spirit overflows from a well of living water. He renews me with his love. My God will always be
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
Is there something in your heart between you and the Lord? Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that he will not forgive. Bring it to the cross. Let it die so you can live.
Nail it to the cross.
You battered and bound, struggling for strength. Do you long to lay it down? Don't take another step, just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take the
tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Just nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain and every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel on the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross.
Susan Wisnett, what's happening with the Wisnetts? How can we stay in touch with you guys these days? And what exciting things are you looking forward to?
Well, you can stay in touch with us. Wisnetts.com is our website. And, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter. And the phone numbers are all right there that you can call us. And for bookings, we book through the Harper Agency. We're looking forward to doing a Christmas project, which we hadn't done one of those since my kids were little. We're going to be doing that starting the 1st of May. And we've got pretty much all of our songs and looking forward to that. And, you know, just like we've talked about, just enjoying, I cannot tell you how much I'm enjoying hitting the road and singing with my family. It's just such an honor. And, you know, having my boys apart, having Karen's kids apart, I think it has brought young people into our ministry or into our concerts, and it's a new generation is learning to love our music, and I'm thankful for that. I'm just excited about what God's going to do. We've come through some tough times, you know, lost Jeff's daddy 2 days before Christmas. That's been tough, but you know what? We all walk through the valleys, and we can all say that even in the valley, God is still good, and I'm telling you, He's been faithful, and I'm just anxious to see what He's going to do the rest of this year. And it's a joy to serve Him.
It starts with a desire planted deep within your heart. You pray in faith and wait for God to move. But time passes and you wonder, did He hear me when I called? Should I even have prayed that prayer at all?
You never pray a prayer your Father will not answer. He can't ignore His child's earnest request. While you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best,
trust God if He says no. Trust. Trials come and you're convinced you're on your own. But the teacher's often silent while you're in the hardest test. But He'll answer when it's time.
His child's earnest request. While you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best,
trust God if He says no.
Your
while you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best.
Trust God if He says no, you're still blessed.
There must be a greater yes.
Oh, there must be a greater yes.
You're in the middle of Daniel Britt and Friends, and find out what's ahead at danielbritt.com.
One day at a time,
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you.
Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do.
Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine.
Lord, help me today, show me the way,
one day at a time.
Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know if you're looking below that it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, Lord, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day. That's all I'm asking from you.
Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do.
Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine.
Lord, help me today, show me the way.
One day at a time.
Lord, help me today. Show me the way. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
When you open the dictionary and you look at gentleman under G, you find Squire Parsons. I think that that is just the absolute most clear, concise definition I can think of. Squire, and we have enjoyed the time with you today. And are you still traveling? Are you still getting out and singing?
Thank you. Yes, Daniel, we still, right now we're in the middle of an 11-12-day tour, which I do not do many of those, but I'm still traveling mostly Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's our normal schedule at this time. A few years ago, whenever I had some heart trouble, I cut back a day off. So I'm still traveling and still enjoying writing songs. Enjoy most of all the services, being with the dear folks. Thankful to have my son and his wife to be able to travel with us too. And, you know, I appreciate kind words that are said, but you know, if we see anything in anyone's life, we've got to realize that if it's a good thing, then it has to be of God. The Word of God in that beautiful, what we call the the Lord's Prayer, or the Disciples' Prayer. He said, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." Mm. It all belongs to God. It's power, the kingdom, and the glory. If there's any glory that we start holding on to ourselves, it will be something that will cause us more heartache and trouble than anything else. But we need to let all of that honor and all of the glory go on to the one who deserves it, and that is the Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father. Because it's like one little preacher told me years ago, I don't know who it was, but I still hear the voice saying, "Son, if God takes his hand off of us, we'd be dust before morning."
Right, yeah.
And I've seen Squire Parsons at his worst. And if God would take his grace away and mercy, it would not be anything at all. So if there's been any good thing, it's been the Lord. And I want to say I have received from the Lord and also from God's people, I've received much more than I've given.
And you can find out more about Squire Parsons online. It's squireparsons.com. Of course, classics like Beulah Land, Look For Me At Jesus' Feet, your songwriting ability and the talent there, your piano skills, your vocal. I mean, even the time with the Kingsmen, we just honor you and appreciate your time today, Squire. And then you go to the little lady who, well, we can put movie star under her hat and we can call her mother, singer, worrier over buses. This would be Karen Peck. Karen, what neat things are you and God up to these days?
Well, we are excited about our new album called Revival, and very just very blessed to have had the right songs come at the right time. It seems like I think the others will agree with us. We pray so hard about each song on the album, and so it really has been a blessing to be able to sing these new songs. And then I have another movie that's coming out. It's called Redeemed. It's a Christian film, and I have just a very small acting part in this movie, and it's supposed to come out in the fall, so I'm very excited about that. You can also go online at KarenPeckAndNewRiver.com and sign up on our newsletter, and we'll keep you caught up with what's going on with Karen Peck and New River, and check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. And we're just very blessed and just excited about what God's doing, and we're just, you know, as Susan was saying, I agree with her, you know, I'm excited to get back on that bus every week and tell people about Jesus.
That's Karen Peck of Karen Peck and New River. We've also got Susan Wisnan here from the Wisnans and Squire Parsons.
There will come a day, I know without a doubt, around the throne the saints will bow and lay down every crown. How glorious that moment to see him face to face, to hear him say, "Well done, my child, you finished your race." But for now the sun's still rising, there's work to still be done while we're waiting for the promise of what is yet to come. Finish well every day that we are given. Finish well for the glory of his name. Finish strong till the Savior finally calls us home. Give it everything we have. Finish well. There's no truth in saying we've seen our better days. These are days to be courageous, bold and full of faith. So wherever he may lead us,
there can be no greater treasure than to have a praying mother. I had a friend whose mother always prayed for him, but I must confess to you, I thought his condition was hopeless. But late one night, this dear mother answered the telephone, and a voice on the other end said, "Hello, Mama. I just called to tell you all those tears you've shed for me, they were not in vain. For Mama, something happened. Tonight while traveling down a country road, I thought that you should be the first to know that I'm not the same. Now all those dreary days, they're over now. Those sleepless nights are past. All those prayers that you have prayed so long, they're answered now. The Lord my soul to keep, that I might find the way. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that through my loneliness and all those wasted years, Mama, those prayers kept ringing in my ears every night and day.
You know, I think at the conclusion of today, we can come together and say there's a joy here. You guys have brought some fun to the table, but I think also family keeps coming back up. And so as we close out, just pray a blessing over each one of your families, because it's been a sacrifice. It's been a labor of love, but you've given of yourself so much to gospel music. And we thank Susan, Squire, Karen, thank you guys for taking time to be with us here today. It's been an honor.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been an honor for us.
Yes. Thanks,
Daniel,
taking the time.
Thank you so much. And I want to say, Susan and Squire, y'all been a blessing to me today.
I really have
been blessed by this. Thank you. And can I say one more thing before we close? You know, as I quoted that scripture, I've been saying this for over a year now, to quote in the scripture, where, you know, Ecclesiastes, where it says it's not wise to say that you've seen your better days.
Yeah.
And, y'all, we can rest assured and know that we have not sung our best song. And, Squire, you haven't written your best song.
And you know, and our best days are ahead of us. That's what His Word says, and we believe it. We believe His Word is true, and so there you go.
Wow. Good stuff.
It's been a joy, guys. I love you. I mean it.
I love you. Well, y'all are just precious to me.
We just thank the Lord for each of you. And Daniel, if you guys didn't put our songs out there, we'd been a mess.
There you go.
A mess.
We'd be in a mess. That's the truth.
Well, thank you, guys.
So thank you. Thank you so much. And for not only playing the music, but I think you have a heart for what we're trying to do.
Thanks, guys.
Love you guys.
Appreciate your time.
Love you. I'll see
you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.